Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, January 20th, 2020. Are you perishing in your affliction? All of us at times find ourselves in a pit to one extent or another when we feel like we're not going to make it. Are you perishing in your affliction? You don't have to be. King David often found himself in a pit. So why could he say, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction"? Psalm 119:92. Isn't God's law just a set of rules, dictates, and precepts spoken and written by a prophet? Just another person? Ah, but these are not just words. These, God's laws, are the very words spoken by a loving, good, and faithful God. At least 9 times in Psalm 119 alone, David expresses that he delights in God's word. He had personally experienced the faithfulness of God. He had done his part by listening, reading, meditating, and applying what God says. See Psalm 119:94. In just this one small section of Psalm 119, 89 to 96, he says that God's word is eternal and stands firm in heaven, trustworthy because God's faithfulness endures to all generations, life-giving, unforgettable, sufficient, never lacking. Why can I, an emotional yo-yo, say, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction"? Because I, too, have personally experienced the faithfulness of God. I remember the first time this verse became alive to me. My husband and I were in the middle of fighting cancer, which eventually took his life. Ed was my soulmate. How could I ever live without him? But then I remembered the Lord, the countless times he had come through in the small, big, and humongous trials, of how he had always helped me and sustained me with his grace, and had even given me joy despite the pain. My God will come through again. And he has, with flying colors. He still does. Why can I say, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction"? Because Jesus is the Word. Delighting in God's word is delighting in Jesus Christ himself. These words became alive in me because they are the living word, Christ himself. That's why I'm not perishing in my affliction. That's why you don't have to perish in your affliction either. Can you say, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction"? Even in the midst of whatever suffering you are currently experiencing? Are you perishing in your affliction? My friends, if you cannot say this, would you like to? You can say this by getting into God's word for yourself, not a verse here and there, but by listening, reading, studying, meditating, and applying God's word. So, my friends, will you commit this year and choose like King David by getting into God's word? When you do, you will find yourself delighting in God's word and in him, just as the psalmist had, just like I have. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. Pray along with me. Lord, I don't want to perish in my affliction, in my current suffering of, don't let me be overtaken by seemingly countless and never-ending trials. I choose you, Jesus, the living word. Your word is eternal, an anchor for my soul, giving me hope not only for my future, but also in the here and now. I commit to seek you, to read your precious, life-giving words regularly, to think about them deeply so that I can apply them to my life. In so doing, I know you will prove yourself faithful and true. Then I'll be able to say and continue to say with a grateful, praising heart, because I have delighted in your word, I did not perish in my affliction.